eNdebele. Amachono zisobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 10 kuNkwenkwezi 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ibe khona for a week ikuyinyamalala o kubuye kugcwala idizil, ipetroli ingabi khona, kumbe kube le petroli idizil ingabi khona. So into yangkhona i-very erastic, ungayenzi ukuthi ngabe uyavuma bevelelebe le mali ekubenelisukusitokha i-fuel ekuthi ngeke isibuye sibuyele kwi-problem enabe bakhona.
Udubo lokusilela kwamafutha ezimota awepetroli lokhu luqhubekela phambili lanxa uhulumende esithi usethenge amaningi, njalo uhlupho lolu luzabanganeno ngale impelasonto.
Ningele sigayo elokitshini, uhamba kwamagetsi asazi sithi sokungokwani manje, ukuthi izethu sicabangani. So manje nxa amagetsi etshona engasekho, uzithi amagetsi ahamba ngo-2 akasekho, atshone engekho, elale engekho, evuke engekho, thina sasebenza sikhathi bani.
Iningi lihlaba umkhosi ngodubo lokuhamba kukagetsi okwamahola amaningi phansi kohlelo lokwabelwa amagetsi osoluqoqwe ngabenkampani yeZESA. Ikuhlelo Woza Friday kulivikisi lomculi wengoma zomdumo we-Afro Jazz uSipho Mbambo odume ngegama lokuthi Zimdabuke. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizosizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Usibalukhulu webhanga lelizwe ele Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe umnumzana John Manguta utshele iStudio 7 namhla ukuthi uhulumende usethole imali yezigidi ezingamashumi amahlanu amadola i-$15 million yokuthenga amafutha ezimoto awephethulo, njalo kukhangelelwe ukuthi abe esekhona emagalajini wonke kuyonale impelansonto. Uthi imali le ngeyama-lines of credit abe selungele ukusebenza, njalo amanye azavuthwa ngemva kwamaviki amabili. Ubegcizelela amazwi kamphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezamandla amagesi umnumzana Joram Gumbo namuhla kulandela umhlangano wedalela ikhabhinethi izolo. Umnumzana Gumbo uthi obekubangela ukuswelakala kwamafutha ephethulo yokuphuza kukahulumende kubhadala amankampani akwamanye amazwe athenga lamafutha, kodwa wona amafutha ekhona. Uthe ukusilela kwamagetsi kubangelwa ukuthi amanzi asemalutshwana edamu le-Kariba, njalo amalahle eWange Power Station awatholakali lula. Wengezelele wathi uhulumende uzathenga amagetsi eMozambique ukuqeda lolu hlupho. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele lo mnumzana abekezela Madoma Fuzwayo, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe.
Iproblem ekhona sise, imali yangkhona abayidingangi pongipho. Yena leyo imali izakuba khona bethi njengokutsho kwabo bethenga ifuel isilase another 3-4 days futhi a week kungani ukuthi ehlwe. After that kubuye futhi kubuyele behlala inyanga yonke bedinga enye imali, lokhu esithontisela ifuel ibe khona for a week ikuyinyamalala. So kubuye kugcwala idizili, ipetroli ingabi khona, kumbe kube le petroli idizili ingabi khona. So into yangkhona i-very erastic, ungayenzi ukuthi ngabe uyavuma bevelelebe le mali ekuthi benelisukusitokha i-fuel ekuthi ngeke isibuye sibuyele kwi-problem enabe bakhona. Bengenelisukusitokha ukuthi one time bethenge ngathi last a month or 2 months then sebelokhu bedinga ngapha sisebenzisayo nale asoze siphinde sibuyele emalayinini. Asikho kokuqala bebesisho ukuthi bathole imali engayo. Sikhuluma nje mina khona lapha eGwanda sile 5 days singela fuel ize yabuya namuhla egaraji nelilodwa. EQ yefuel ibidonsa almost aboma 3-4 kilometers egarajini eliyi-1 and ibatata ukuthela ekuseni kathesa kusela siphelile ezinye imota lokho ezisemalayinini. So even ingazikuyena le zathola imota ku-dry zizayibutha isilast a few days sinde sibuyele futhi kuroutine yena yale siyijayileyo.
Siyamuzwa njalo uhulumende sithi ukusilela kwamandla amagetsi okukhona kathesi ngezemvelo ezibangela lokhu.
Abantu bakhona ukuthi vele abathembakali, they will always have an excuse not a reason for any problem esihlangana la. Bakwazi ukuthi bengathi ama-levels amanzi e-Kariba aphansi, sizavuma ngoba siyazele singakuprova ngayo ukuthi kambe yikho kumbe ayisiko. Akuzwakali ukuthi amalahle azafilela thini ewanti. Sarikathe siwanti kholera sidilizi. Literal sidilizi ngilandela izisiko ngenxathi wesile kanti kumanager ukuthi izinto zime zingereliable ukucontinue kunjalo. So hayi, i-excus nje siyitholayo akula reason ukuthi ewanti akula malahle. Akula malahle ewanti, amalahle ayenzenjani ayinga. Kula malahle azafika for another 200 years ewanti.
Isisusa sodubo yisiphi njalo kungalungiswa njani ukuthi kungabi kuxogelelwa imali okwesikhatshana?
Khona ukuthi asilamali yethu esitebhu eqinileyo, yikho kwezithi sibe lama-problem wonke wona lawo. Angeke sithembe i-United States dollar, sasomali yethu.
Lo mnumzana abekezela Maduma Fuzwayo, ingcwethi icubungula izombusazwe sixoxelaye eseGwanda.
Lo umsakazo we-Studio 7 sisakaza eZimbabwe. Lisizwa sifuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 13860 laku 15460 kHz ku-shortwave.
Iningi lihlaba umkhosi ngodubo lokuhamba kukagetsi okwamahola amaningi phansi kohlelo lwakwabelwa ugetsi osoluqalwe ngabenkampani yezesa. Abezesa bathule umbiko othi amandla la aseqala ukusilela kubangelwa yikwehla kwesilinganiso samanzi edamu leCaribe lapho sokusitshiya uBathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcileyo.
Ikhampani ebonwa ngokugaywa kwamandla kagetsi eyezesa ibika ukuba isilinganiso samandla kagetsi agaywa esitishini seCaribe siza kwehla kubangelwa yikungani kuhle kwezulu lonyaka. Ngakho amanzi aseCaribe malutshwane kenelisi ukugaya amagetsi angenela iZimbabwe yonke. Izakhamuzi zakoBulawayo ziveze ukudana zikhala ngokuthi ngabe izesa iyakhipha umbiko ngaphambili ukuthi izacitsha ugetsi ngaziphi insuku ukuze zenelise ukuzilungiselela. Omunye wabo somabhizimusi umnumzana Lucky Ngwenya uthi ibhizimusi ayisahambi kuhle ngoba kungasebenzeki nxa kungela getsi.
Ningele gayo elokitshini uhamba kwamagetsi asazwisisa ukuthi sokungokwani manje ukuthi izesi sicabangani. So manje nxa amagetsi etshona engasekho uzuthi amagetsi ahamba ngo-2 akasekho atshone engekho elale engekho evuke engekho thina sasebenza sikhathibani ngoba khathesi akusela business. As a business person I'm no longer doing business because of amagetsi. So sicelani i-government iyenze something.
Inkosazana Alice Ncube osakhulayo oziqhatshileyo ngokuthunga impahla uthi selahlekelwa ngabathengi.
Mina ngiyathunga impahla, khathesi izikolo bezivula abantu bebezothungisa ama-winter uniform kodwa ngigcine ngeseneliso ukuthi ngiqede ama-order onke ngoba amagetsi ayahamba. Ahambe ekuseni azaza ayebuya ntambama, ngitshone vele engazange ngenisebenzi. And i-customer ngeza kuyibekezela iyadlulela phambili ethenga phambili. Mina njengami ngilahlekelwe imali khathesi shuwa izikolo zivula. Ngapha amagetsi uyabo wathengile i-cash power baphinde bawathathe futhi. Hayi, thina kweZimbabwe sawazi shu.
Unkosikazi Lungile Sibanda ongumhlali wakoBulawayo uthi ukuhamba kukagetsi sokubulala impahla yendlini.
Mina njengomhlali walapha kobulawayo amagetsi asithwala senzima njalo abasitsheli ukuthi ayahamba impahla sezifile kuyatsha amafriji kuyatsha everything abantwana esikolo bahamba bengadlanga ngeke uvukise umntwana ka-grade 1 lo-0 lo-ECD ukuthi avuka geze ngo-5 ngoba usukusutsha amagetsi abevele engasekho sithwele nzima.
Omunye wezakhamuzi zakoBulawayo unkosikazi Sizwile Bhebhe uthi abantwana sebethola kungaphekwanga bevela ezikolo.
So, amagetsi lawa asesithwalise nzima ngoba ahlale ehamba nsuku zonke. Silabantwana abakumele beye esikolweni siya-ayina, akula magetsi. Abantwana lawo bakhala ngendlala, bayatshayisa bethola kungela magetsi angakaphenduki. Laba abancane bethola kungaphekwanga. And then ndohlupho futhi ukuthi le gasi yakhona la isathengeki bantu, hayi. Iyadura la ithengeki kunzima.
Amabhizimusi, izibhedlela kanye lamakampani asebenzisa amandla kagetsi amaningi athi lokhu kulakho ukubangela ukuwa ngamandla kwesimo somnotho welizwe wona ovele ungamanga kuhle. Ukuhamba kwamandla kagetsi sokuthwalisa nzima uZulu wakobulawayo iningi liveza ukudana ikakhulu osomabhizimusi bethi akusasebenzeki. Abezesa bethule umbiko othi isilinganiso samandla kagetsi aphewa eCaribbean selehlile kakhulu kubangelwa yikuba amanzi asemalutshwane ngenxa yokungani kuhle kwezulu ngendlela ebikhangelelwe ngomnyaka lo odlulileyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo 6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Lalelani indaba ezimsiqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave, kushort wave 4930, 6065, 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Abenhlanganiso ezitshiyeneyo ezisemsebenzini wokusakaza bethule isicelo kumalunga edale lephalamende ukuba baluhluzisise udaba lwemsakazo yezabelo bafuqe udaba lokusungulwa kwama-community radios. Mavis Kamau sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lesi sicelo senziwe emhlanganweni weziphathamandla eziphatheke emikhankasweni yokuthukululwa kwamagagasi owenzelwe ewetheleni yeJameson eHarare owe All Stakeholders Conference on Community Broadcasting oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yeAmnesty International isebenzisana labeZimbabwe Association of Community Radio Stations ZACRAS leye UN Democracy Fund. Omunye wabaphatheke kulomhlangano engumqondisi womsakazo owe Radio Voice of the People umnumzana John Masuku uchasisa ngokuqatheka kwemisakazo yezabelo kuntuthuko yelizwe.
Ikathe ngokuthi ngiyezabelo khathesanti uyabona lapho kube lemonakalo etshiyene ochimani mani labo chipingi eminye imisakazo leyapho ngubuya okwesikhathi esifitshane naso sihambile okwenzakala suku ngensuku ngakusekho le misakazelo. Kodwa-ke ngakulo msakazo wesabelo ngawuqhubekela phambili lokukhuluma ngezinswelo ezitshiyeneyo.
Umgcinisihlalo wekomidi ebona ngezokwethulwa kwemibiko lokusakaza edale lephalamende Air Portfolio Committee on Media, Information and Broadcasting, umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, utshele umhlangano ukuba bazoyithwala lengqobe abayinikezweyo ukuyaluphakamisa edale lephalamende loludaba.
Samelela ipolicy framework kahulumende sikhangelele ukuthi ama-stakeholders kuma-community radio initiatives kufuze bona labo bephume mhlawumbe ne-framework abayikhangelele ukuthi yiyo indlela abacabanga ngayo ukuthi ama-community radio stations egijiniswe ngayo.
Ukhuthaza benhlanganiso ezikulolu hlangothi uSibanda ukuba bacace kulokho abakufunayo ukuze kuphele ukwesaba uhulumende alakho kwezokusungulwa kwayo. Omunye njalo olilunga lale komidi ebona ngezokukhitshwa kwemibiko umnumzana Albert Ngulube uqonqosela ngokuqakatheka kwemisakazo yezabelo ekulondolozeni amasiko lendimi.
Nxa ngamachangana ngamakhalanga ngamazezi kabe liridi yabo izabatshela ngolimi abaluzwisisayo bazalalela even amasiko abo bazazi hlonipha iyancedisa kuntuthuko indawo lokuthi abantu bazizwe ukuthi they are part and parcel. I-constitution ithi sile 16 languages sile masiko esivela aseyabona whether i-radio but bangazibona lawo-ke amachangane gidi isichangane sabo amavendi regida okwabo. I think they will feel part and parcel with their part and parcel of this country.
Umnumzana Mvelo Zondo ngomunye wabaphatheke kule mikhankaso yokuvulwa kwale misakazo yezabelo esebenzisana labentepe community radio station eseGwanda. Bona basanda kwethekelela kwele Kenya lapho kubikwa kule misakazo yezabelo engamachumi amane ukuyabona ukuba baqhuba njani abakulelo lizwe.
I-Kenya Broadcasting Authority ayi invite abantu abalesifiso soku broadcaster ngezabelo kodwa abantu bakhona ukuthi bevule iwebsite bezi download the application form. The application form yakhona $10 which is 1000 shillings kuthi i license yona izoba 30000 shillings elingana le $30. Kukanti ke ngapha kwele Zimbabwe ukuze uthole leyo license nxa uthe wanyuswa kumele wehlukane le mali engange 2500 United States dollars.
Abangenela umhlangano baveze ukukhathazeka ngokungaphumeli egcekeni kwahulumende ukuthi yini inkinga evimba ukusungulwa kwemisakazo ezimeleyo ogoqela ama community radio stations. Lanxa waveza ukuba kuzovunyelwa alichumi ukuthi aqale ukusebenza kuleli. Lanxa eleZimbabwe lingelinye lamazwe aqala ezokusakaza ezansi yezwekazi leAfrika kanye lele South Africa ngomnyaka 1932. Kubikwa kuyilo eselisalele muva kwezokuvulwa kweminye imisakazo kulomhlubulo. EleZambia libikwa selile misakazo edlula ikhulu 101 radio stations efika phose amachumi ayisichiyagalolunye ayo kungezabelo 86 community radio stations. Kuthi ele South Africa lona seline misakazo yezabelo efika phose amakhulu amabili 165 community radio stations. Ele Malawi selile misakazo edlula kancinyane amachumi ayisikhombisa 72 radio stations. Ngimele Studio 7 ngise Harare ngingumevis Gama.
Live talk namhla sikhangela udubo lokusilela kwamafutha ezimoto elizweni. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ibandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele African National Congress ANC libikwa lilokhu likhokhela kumavoti asebaliwa awokhetho oluqhutshwe ngolwesithathu. Phakathi kwalimpumela ibandla le-ANC selithole isilinganiso sokungamachumi ayisithupha ekhulwini kuthi eliphikisayo elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Julius Malema ele-EFF langezelela izihlalo lathola isilinganiso sokulichumi ekhulwini. Abomanyano webutho lokusebenzelana kwele Melika lelezwekazi le-Afrika ele-US Africa Command, AFRICOM, lithi libika ukuthi ukuhlasela okwenzelelo butho entabeni ezeGolis kwele Somalia endaweni yesihlala beqembu lamalwecatsha we-Al-Qaeda kuphumelele. Iningi labantu lithi kumele ibandla le-MDC lilungise ubukhokheli balo njengalokhu okwethulwe ngumthethwandaba othethe lesi sinqumo sokuthi umnumzana Nelson Chamisa akakhethwanga ngemfanelo ngumuyi umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai kuba ngumsekeli wakhe. Bakhona njalo abathi kukhanya ibandla le-ZANU-PF yilo elibasela udaba lolu kwenzela ukubhidliza ibandla le-MDC. UGift weStudio 7 uxoxa labethule okusezifubeni zabo kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele. Umnumzana Joseph Chuma webandla le-ZANU-PF usungula lolu daba.
Khangela nini into leyo iyahamba njani le? Into le ayinaZANU-PF phakathi. Into le kahle kahle nxa singatshayi ngiyasifihla umphini. Ini so ubaba uTsvangirai wayenomsekeli wakhe abakhetha bonke e-Congress okuthiwa kumama Thokozani Makhube. Umakhube lo udalwa ngaba kula maNdebele kumthwakazi omuhle yiNdebele nxa sikukhanyele njalo umuntu wesifazana. So uTsvangirai watshengisa ukudelela abantu besifazana ngoba yena wabe sebona ukuthi kona a-a usengani sekuphathekile wabona ukuthi no angeke wajiya umbuso wakhe lowo emntwini owesifazana number one two olindebele kodwa khonapho isapoti yabo enkulu ikhona ngapha emandebeleni.
Yes, siyazi kakhulu ke what is bona sloba balapha ke osecongweni u Greatman Mkhwebo.
Bona sengathi MDC nje ayimamela umthetho ngoba ambona ukuthi kukhona umuntu ongaba ngaphezulu komthetho. Isinquma sibekwe sibekiwe ngoba eqiniswe noma ungaba ukhumbula emva vele naye even umfolo MDC uyazi ukuthi into eyenzeka yaba liphutha. Umuntu mina ngazi kakhulu ethethwa i-Congress ngomthetho ngoba kwayena uthamisa naye vele liloya oyazi umthetho. Kwakumele ukuthi yena ahlale alinde i-Congress noma ukhuphe ebambe ebambe okwesikhathana and then i-Congress mayisifikile sengakhethwa okusemthethweni ngoba lokho eqinisweni vele hayi akukho emthethweni.
Mina ngibona anthi abantu besintini vele ngabe bayaphuma into enze MDC cause vele kuyacaca nje ukuthi khona akukho lapho ababhalwe khona.
Ye uJohn caca mama.
Hayi kuyacaca vele ngoba uyabona nje uyena uthwankira into ayenzayo vele kwakucacile nje ukuthi vele abantu besintini kabafuni bafuna nxa efuna ukuvotelwa kodwa nxa kuyikuthi sokumele ukuthi abantu besesintini ngapha bebenefiti kababenefiti lutho into abayenzayo kusetshenziswa kuphela same as into eyenzakala kuzana bona abantu besintini baba ngama-third lokunjani vice president nxa sokumele ukuthi bengene bebambe hlalo abasabambi lutho sebexotshelwa le njengezinja eziyabe zisekele inyamazana kodwa seziphuma isikhumba.
So wena lapho uthi izithukuthu zenja ziphelele ebuyena
ziphelele emoyeni vele kakunancedo abantu besintwini vele abantu bakomthwakazi kabayekelane le nto ezihlanganele abantu le nto enzisishoneni kwezo vele yikho sokudala ukuthi kube lokuxabana nxa sikhuluma ukuthi konkhona thina ez abantu besintwini siyarojwa uthola uphasi ngama-tribalist but bona into abayenzayo ayibonakali ukuthi iku-tribalism yini khona lokho.
Lapho ke sizwe uGives Dubele labalandeli bomsakazo weStudio 7 bexoxa kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilithulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ukhasi leVOA Ndebele. Umqoqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi akulamehluko phakathi kweqembu lakhe lele Chicken Inn loba lona bona abazanqikelana lalo kusasa ngomgqibelo enkundleni yeBarber Fields. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngogcweleyo.
Iqembu le-Chicken Inn lingena kwimidlalo yeviki lesikhombisa yesigaba seCasilaka Premier Soccer League lihlezi endaweni yesine kungalani yemiklomelo ikanti iqembu le-Highlanders lona lihlezi endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka emsileni wengalani. Iqembu le-Chicken Inn lemiklomelo lwelitshumi lambili ngemva kokuba linqobe kwimidlalo yemine lanqotshwa kabili kwimidlalo yesithupha eseliyidlale lo nyaka. Ngakwelinye icele iqembu le-Highlanders lemiklomelo yemine ngemva kokuba libe ngutshikilobhanqa kane lanqotshwa kabili kwimidlalo yesithupha eseliyidlale lo nyaka. Loba kunjalo umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMartin Ndlovu utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo ngolwesine ngokuba kulamehluko okhona phakathi kwamaqembu omabili.
We are at par. We just have not got our set of 3 points, but we have lost the same way we have lost.
Siyafana nje thina asikanqobi kodwa sesidliwe kumdlalo elinganayo. Okuqakathekileyo ngumehluko ozoba khona phakathi kwethu ngemva kokuba sesidlale imidlalo engamathumi amathathu lane. Kwazibani mhlawumbe sizaphutsha imidlalo yalonyaka sesihlezi phezu kwabo. Ukhumbule phela sesidlale imidlalo eyisithupha kuphela lonyaka.
Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba seCasilaka Premier Soccer League ezadlalwa ngomgqibelo iqembu leHarare City lihlezi endaweni yesihlanu nxa usuka emsileni lizemukela iqembu elijeke amanye emsileni eleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leChiefs yilo lodwa elingela ngitsho lowodwa umklomelo ngemva kokuba linqotshwe kwimidlalo emihlanu eseliyidlale lonyaka. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu leMshowane Stars lizanqikana neqembu leBlack Rhinos enkundleni yeNational Sports Stadium. Kuthi iqembu leZBC Kalibha lizadlala leqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars enkundleni yeNyamunga. Imidlalo iyaqhubekela phambili ngensonto lapho iqembu leTriangle United elizemukela khona eleCape United ngaseKipo. Iqembu leRentals lizadlala leleManyika Diamonds. Iqembu leYada lizadibana leleDynamos ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTel 1 lizachana leleFC Platinum enkundleni yaseLuveve. Kuthi iqembu leWange lizadlala leleChapungu ngaseColliery. Ngimele Studio 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomculi wengoma zomdumo we-Afro Jazz uSipho Mbambo odume ngegama lokuthi Zimdabule asizwe exoxa lo-Ezra Chisa Sanda weStudio 7.
Ababaningi abahlabeleli abacula umdumo we-Afro Jazz kwele Zimbabwe. Ijakala kombambo ngomunye wabalutshwana abangena kulo umculo.
Mina ibizo lami ngoSipho Mbambo. Ma sengidlala stage ngibizwa ngoZimdabuli. Kusho ukuthi mina ngakhula ngikhulela endaweni okuthiwa kwaNkosikazi. Ngafunda iprimary yami eLugala, isecondary ngayenza eSigandla Secondary School. Ukuhlabela ngiqale ngeminyaka yabo 1997-98 ebengineqembu elibizwa ngokuthi umthombo wokuphila.
Umbambo ubecula isiqathamiya kodwa waseguqula wangena kuziginci ukuthi acule ijazz. Njalo kukhona owamkhuthazayo ukuthi enze lokho.
Ngine-album eyodwa ethi Lungiselana Abantwana, nesingli eyodwa njalo ethi yona Ngoba Umama Wami Ngumtswana, ithi yona Umuhle, ngesizathu sokuthi ngifisa ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi udadewenu muhle, umfowenu muhle, ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bahlale bebambe.
Loba nje selesikhathi eside icula uzimdabule khakabili amandlala nje amaneni
yamthanda lumuntu yesifiyo yami yonke.
Umuntu owangenza ngajabulela ukuhlabela ngumfowethu okuthiwa ngu-Elijah owayehlabela kuSunduza Boys. Bathi uma bebuya phetheya weza wangitshela engikhuthaza ukuthi hayi mfokababa, njengoba unaso isiphiwo sokuhlabelela, ngicela ukuthi ithalenti lakho ungaliyekeli. Ngase ngivula-ke la menye igroupu i-jazz, ngiyakwazi ukuyicula, ngiyayithanda futhi njalo ngumculo o-international. Ngase ngithi hhayi-ke ithi ke ngitshintshe unyawo kancane ngingene ku-jazz. Hhayi, umculo bawamukela kahle kakhulu.
Kodwa ukuthi ngiyamthanda ngoba nguye. Kodwa nguye, kodwa umuntu ngiyamthanda.
Phosela ilizwi kubalaleli, ubatshele ukuthi bangakuthola ngaphi.
Thengani izingoma zabahlabeleli elibathandayo kakhulu. Umntu wakini futhi ube proud ngaye, imusic yakithi sibe proud ngayo. Mina ngitholakala-ke ku-Twitter, Instagram, it's zimw_zw. Ungachecka uZimw Productions, yiyo ilokhu njena i-Facebook page yami. Kanti-ke ngiyayiphendula imibuzo yabafuna ukwazi ukuthi ngingubani, ngenza kanjani, njalo lama contact details bangabe kulo msebenzi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu balaleli be Studio 7, sithi kwasibe nani. Amen.
Pandela emzansi uzimdabule umculo wakhe ohlakazayo Afro Jazz. Nguye besilaye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday. Libe nempela sonto emnandi. Igama lami Ezra Jesus Band.
Ngiyamthanda futhi naye uyangithanda, ibona ngefeso salambe ngikhulu. Ngiyamthanda futhi naye uyangithanda,
yebo-ke umculo we-Afro Jazz ovela kuSipho Mbambo odume igama lokuthi Zimdabule. Uhlala i-South Africa kodwa yena uvela-ke kwaNkosikazi. Singakehlukane ngesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela udubo lokusilela kwamafutha ezimota kanye lamaketi kuqhubekela phambili elizweni. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngesithi libe lempela nsonto enhle. Thank you. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.